On November 17, 1960, Joseph Granahan rushed into a collapsing New York City tenement to save an elderly woman.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Just after 11 that night, the 30-year-old Granahan was relaxing in a bar when he noticed a cloud of dust rising outside. A nearby building had been recently demolished, but the adjacent foundation hadn't been shored up. As a result, the five-story brick apartment building above it was slowly collapsing into the excavation site. When Granahan arrived, all of the building's residents were out except one, 83-year-old Helen Giles, who was calling for help from the fourth floor. Although Granahan had never been in the building and knew no one who lived there, he kicked out the glass panel of the front door, climbed through, and started up the stairs. As he reached the fourth floor, the lights went out and the entire structure shuddered. Still, he was able to find Giles and carry her down the steps, with the staircase actually pulling away from the wall as he negotiated the last flight. Minutes after Granahan brought Giles out safely, the entire building collapsed into a 20-foot pile of rubble.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.